I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arabic English Radio, old ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to your own program, Muslim Lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. Yes, welcome to your own program. As usual, we're going to talk about the issues that are related to all the women out there. And in today's episode, we have Sister Nahid with us to help us with the topics. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. I'm so glad and pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you very much for being here. How are you doing?
Good. Everything is going okay.
So that's perfect. Previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about the factors and important items that are very much crucial for every girl. And right now, I guess there are some more of these factors that we can talk about. As the holy month of Ramadan is just finished, we come to this point to look at the role of women in a much clearer vision. Like right now, we're going to see the changes that Muslim ladies are going to create at their houses or even in the society, not only in the month of Ramadan, but also in the months such as Muharram even. We could see all of these changes that happen through the roles of women, through what women do. So this is just to draw your attention to the role of women in these holy months and how much of change they bring into the lives of people around them. Like their schedule, the way they're doing things, everything is going to change during the holy month of Ramadan. Now, it's true that mothers are always the center of, they're the engine of the house. But then in the holy month of Ramadan, everything becomes so much more highlighted, so much more exaggerated. Like they spend too much of hours at the kitchen doing a lot of stuff, going through too much of troubles, let's say, because they have to handle a lot of things at the same time. And then you could understand that concept of the engine of the house.
Whenever I think of this, whenever I see my mom just handling a lot of things at home, I just, I feel a power in her, a special power that is just like given to her in a very imaginative way from God. You know, I feel like Allah himself gives this power to all women in this holy month. And it's like they're empowered to act differently, to live differently. Waking up at like 3, preparing food, bringing, I don't know, food for the children, waking the others up, even wash the dishes at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And like even this sleeplessness is not affecting our mothers. It's not affecting women. There are too many things that can be mentioned over this. Like that devotion that we see in mothers in this special time.
And commitment, of course.
Yeah, exactly. They are defined by these words all the time, but it's like so much shining in the holy month.
Exactly.
Like that devotion that we can see in them, the way they are just acting, the way they are working, those hardships that they are tolerating.
And they work as this driving force for the other member of the family.
Yes.
Like when I see my mother and how hard she's going through too much of difficulties and how hard she's working for the blissful moment of her family, I feel like, okay, I'm younger than her, but I do not have as much energy as she's got.
It's like they're equipped for these kinds of problems.
And I guess that's about being a mother. As if when a girl becomes a mother, she becomes a Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She could do everything for the happiness of her children and her family, of course.
Yeah.
So this is just the introduction. We would dig a little bit deeper, but after the break. So stay with us.
Thank you.
aside from being the one who provides all the happiness in the house for her family, there's a lot to a mother's role, like they are being the role models for their children and specifically for the girls, for their daughters.
Yeah, you know, when girls just look at their mothers, when daughters look at the mother who is just who is managing everything, you know? Yeah, you mentioned a very pretty point that they are not just cooking and just doing the household chores.
Exactly.
They are at the same time managing the whole life, both spiritually, like emotionally, mm-hmm. and they are being the most supportive person in the
exactly.
world at that time.
Yeah.
And the signs that we are observing, the things that the girls, we as girls, as daughters, we are observing in our mothers as just like a role model that we can't be that person right now, you know?
Exactly.
Even if we kill ourselves, we're never going to be that much devoted.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot have that much resilience in facing problems mm-hmm. while our parents are, even fathers, you know? But it is highlighted in women, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because
it has been bestowed upon them.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
this is a blessing which has been given to them.
Like, the situations that we can see that mothers are just preparing food for food donation. It's like they're going beyond.
Exactly.
They're not only working for their own home. They are preparing things for iftar. They are preparing even iftar for guests. They invite a lot of people to their houses. At the same time, we have a lot of food donation. A very beautiful picture.
And the painter is your mother.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dream world. And the main actor of that picture, the main person is mother.
Exactly.
Like everything is being beautiful with her, yeah. with her presence.
So you mentioned it pretty beautifully, like the process of donation, the mothers go through cooking foods for the other people, whether it be for guests or they just spread food to the poor people. Like yeah. she's doing this, and by doing this, she actually is teaching her children how to be and how to treat other people, not just being so much engaged with your own personal
yeah.
issues. Try to think about the community, trying to think about your
the community. Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
It's like the atmosphere of this month somehow changes even in the community, in the society, by mm-hmm. the presence of mothers.
Exactly.
Like they are having their impact both on their own family and on the community at the same time.
Exactly. And they're teaching their daughters how to be in the immediate future, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you that as girls, everything that we remember is either from our mother or from our father. But the things that we learn from our mothers are different. Yeah. Like just as you said, there are some pictures that we have in our mind, and the painter behind these pictures are just our mothers. Like the things we learn out there are the things that come directly from mothers. If I want to just bring up a personal experience, I would say that I remember that when I was a little girl, actually, at the age of 5 or 6 or somehow, I remember that I was so sleepless. And then I was just sitting beside my mom, and she used to take me to the holy shrine. Now, just imagine, as a child, I was so tired, but I tried to just imitate like whatever she's doing. I was tired and I was so sleepy, but looking at her, she gave me that energy to stay awake with her. Now, see, such a thing for a child is
yeah.
very difficult, but only a mother could teach you such a thing.
Without literally teaching you, you know?
Exactly.
They're
just
like
practically
transferring them.
Yeah, you're looking at her and she becomes the mirror that would reflect you in herself. Everything about praying, about worship, about caring about other people, and these donations just come directly from our mothers. So we owe them big, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the signs and the things that we can learn from our mothers in this holy month are just like countless.
Exactly.
We can name the sacrifice we can learn from them, the way they are sacrificing themselves, their wealth, everything. Like they are teaching us how to forget about ourselves mm-hmm. sometimes, and sometimes try to look wider, look at the outside circle, look at the community, look at the society.
So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
The
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. You're listening to Muslim Lady. And in here, we're talking about the role of mothers. And there's a lot to their role and whatever they're doing to us, whatever they're teaching us. But then we're talking about the parts that are so much highlighted out there. And there's no one to deny them, of course. So we're talking about the outline point as much as the time is letting us. So speaking of the role of mothers, I would say that when you go in a lot of ceremonies that are held out there, and then, you know, these families go out, sometimes they go to the holy shrine, they listen to different lectures, and then they take out their children with themselves. Like, I think back in time, I used to say that why they bring their children with themselves, they're so noisy. But then I figured out that what the mothers do by bringing their children to such occasions is to actually teach them.
Yeah, it's like a classroom for children. Yeah. You know? They are learning without officially learning. They're looking at their role models and looking at these situations from the outside, like being a child. Like, I totally remember myself in these kinds of iftar sessions. When we were there, I was just like getting confused and at the same time thinking about the situation.
And that's you learn unity. Things.
Yeah, exactly. That unity of seeing all people next to each other, saying prayers, and just ending their day with being with each other and being so kind and nice to each other was making me think of life this way. As I haven't seen this before, like before Ramadan, we do have some sessions like saying prayers and these stuff and lectures, but it wasn't like this much united. It's like everything gets too much clear for us.
Yeah. So I think it's the mothers who are going to teach us, like, to have this run in our blood. Like when we get older, when we grow older as mothers or as the ones who are going to spread this to the other generations, we come to recognize that unconsciously and subconsciously, we have learned all of these stuff from our mothers. Like, she was the one who took me to these lectures, so I'm going to take my daughters into these lectures as well. Like, she was having a lot of food donations, so I'm going to have a lot of food donation. Like, you get what I say? It's just like a thing, a teacher, a kind teacher that is teaching me everything unconsciously.
Yeah, and it's also like the inheritance, you know? They are inheriting.
Yeah, it becomes your heritage, actually, by time.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, I really love this circle, you know? I really feel proud of myself for living in the community, living in the living this religion that is leading me towards having a circle of friendship, a circle of nice things going around to the next generation and to the next.
Yeah, so that's actually nice. Even thinking about it makes you have a lot of motivation and driving force to go further. So yes, we have to thank all the mothers out there, all the kind engines of the families who make everything go so smoothly. They tire themselves out for everyone not to feel any hardship during this month. So thank you. Thank you for your existence. And thank you for all the beautiful things that you have taught us, all the mothers, all the Muslim ladies out there. Thank you for you being here. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.